sure cannot hear.
The continuous bombardment of brrr. But in order to stay here, different, no sound. Like that, no matter how fast, it can be with it. That's why be with it and at peace with it. Then it's not you. The whole phenomenal world is within your nature. Understand? So you want to silence and be with it. It will be. Everything can arise and pass away, but that awareness is fully with it. No problem. Last time I remember, I was testing myself during the early day, about 27 years ago. My friend took me to a birthday, New Year, Chinese New Year, supposed to be a gathering. So you know where he took us? I was so surprised. I thought some restaurant. He took me to the Life Center. It's a very, very, at that time, very popular and very noisy and loud disco place. He booked one room. You walk inside only. You cannot hear one. You talk to your friend talk also cannot. He must shout on your ear. That time was very good. I was ready to be trained. All of a sudden, I went in. Everything, the vibration. I realized, how come my heart different already? This one is so stable there. Not despite all this sound, that is still there. Then I said, the heart can become like that one. Then after that, I just relax. Then I absorb the vibration. Everything went in. Then if I want to stay aware, I can. Then the clarity is there. That's what I know. The mind is different. The whole of the nature is different. No matter how loud, that thing, clarity is still there. You won't be distracted. But human being who meditate, a little bit vibration also cannot. Somebody cough also cannot. And the worst is somebody make noise. Like that day, who was it? Is it benefited from the cushion? You remember? Somebody on the bench, he dropped the cushion. I remember 2-3 times. So if normal yogi, be tahan, look, everybody direct. So don't try to purposely create disturbance or what. But if it happened, you have to accept this is what the world is. Everybody also once in a while make mistake. Don't tell me you don't make mistake. Sometimes you're not careful, you also drop things. So it is normal. So when it happens, understand that there are occasions that this thing can happen. Then you will be at peace with everything. Otherwise you become more and more sensitive. That is not meditation. You meditate to become wise, so that you are at peace with everything. You meditate then become so sensitive, minor sound also cannot tolerate. Then you go home, worse still. Your son on the TV, the loud music on. You come down, your son kena left and right from you. Mommy want to meditate, you come and put on this thing. So you have to understand, life is a lot more to that. You may want things your way, but situation is just the way it is externally, and living beings are the way they are. It's better to train your mind than to force people to change. Easier to change yourself, to accept them and be at peace. So when you understand, you know how to develop the understanding and the wisdom. The key thing is when you have wisdom, you can be at peace with everything, any place, any time, anywhere. Okay, now maybe Ingbi, you want to send metta when? Anytime. After the session, better. Can, okay. This one is a friend or what? Okay. I know, okay, good. So at least I know. There is a brother, Kenny Chan, from Sujayan. So he went for dialysis. Started yesterday. But this dialysis is a, I know kidney, but you have to do it all the time or no? You, there's no such thing as after the treatment, no more, unless they get the kidney change. But that operation is actually very dangerous. But there are people who recovered. My neighbor's wife changed kidney, recovered. How long already? How many years? Quite long already. Last time I also go dialysis, everything. Then went to China. Managed to buy one. But China there, they can get for you. But I don't know how they pay. Cost them about 80,000 or 90,000. Then the husband flew over together with the wife. Then they did it. They recovered, actually, recovered. So many years later, now I look at the wife, okay, like a normal person. That's why you have to take care of your health. Okay, now we will do the what they call Q&A. Anybody who wants to report or share any understanding? Mrs. Ho.
Brother Teo, I really feel so happy to be
here
to you.
So thankful you thank
to Jennifer brought me to know you. Actually, for the past few days, I have been sleeping, doing meditation, but I asked Brother Teo, said, never mind,
you can go and sleep.
But today, I knock my head, I just say, better wake up, don't sleep anymore.
Okay.
So, as usual, I sit down, I calm down my mind, I send metta.
Very good.
Usually at home also I did that.
Very good.
But I always forgotten myself.
Yes. Love yourself more.
This time I send to myself. Then my
Kayanamita.
My friends here. And little while the crystal purple light.
Come again, Nimitta. Sadhu. Very good.
And from a little crystal, become bigger and bigger.
Yeah, bigger and bigger. It will expand.
Very chan.
Yeah.
I remember Sister Lily told me, she also had this experience. Don't know why I communicate with her, Lily, are you having the same light with me? As beautiful as what I see, then I don't know this call is delusion or what. It just
never
comes
mind.
So
I know
clearly.
It will come to you.
So she's happy. I thought she's happy. I'm happy too. Very peaceful. Then I start chanting. Non-stop.
Yeah, very good.
So, I just let it
Let it be natural coming out.
Then, Brother Teo appear.
Sadhu. Very good.
Mrs. Teo, changed her the 肩膀. But not so old, but look different.
Different,
A lot of what I can see, I think Pamasuri there, Mimi,
a few
friends, and lots of friends follow. I also follow. I don't know what kind of place. Not sea, not land. No building, no trees.
Nothing on.
But very calm, we walk slowly. Walk slowly, then the bell ring.
Sadhu, we rejoice. Very good experience, very good.
Yeah, I need to have some explanation why it's this.
Okay, very good.
But for me, I feel maybe not correct.
No. Don't worry, because this is what you actually, you see, I explained to you. Don't worry.
For the past few years, according to Brother Chiu, you say, 家家有本难念的经.
Yeah.
我也有一本难念的经.
But
what my... 我的态度是人 But actually, after your guidance, I feel...
No point.
不是一个好办法。
对。
不是解决的办法。
对。 Even... 因为人, be patient. Be patient is without wisdom is suppression. Suppression. 你 actually 在里面, 还没有解决, then 你去, 哎呀,我忍, means, I don't want to react, I just patient. You think that is patient, that is suppression, because you are holding back all this unhappiness inside. So now she realized, 不是办法, it's not the answer. Oh, very good.
因为那时候是我的想法，家和万事兴啊。
对，yeah, that is what I advise the other lady. I say you want to advise people, you have to wait for condition. Then like she came to realize, harmony in the family is most important. So that one is like, you able to like, you are no longer like before. Selfie, you can sacrifice. The word is sacrifice. For the sake of the family harmony, I am willing to just allow it. Understand? I don't want to hold on to anything. I don't want to fight anymore. I don't want to like try to force my view into anybody anymore. I don't want even them to change. I accept them for what they are. Because they are just the way they are. Their life, they decide. Then you become a lot more peaceful. Then you have this understanding. You want harmony. So you will not become like another of the family member that create misunderstanding that lead to disharmony. So when you step a step back, a lot of things can actually turn around. Understand? Sometimes because of ego misunderstanding, just you only need one or two of the family member to start, then everybody become affected already. Yeah, continue.
Now, I feel that I find the right way to go. I will 我会走这条路，好好的走下去。
Sadhu.
Thank you.
Which means she will take the Dhamma way and properly cultivate. This is what she came to realize that is the best. 先走这条路，好好的走下去. Dhamma way. Sadhu. Very good. 很好. Of the thing. Now I explain a bit. What she went through the earlier one, because she have faith and she determined. That's why she said she knocked her head and want to wake up. Then she was able to actually like more or less wake up, then do the meditation. Then again, peaceful. When you are peaceful, the nimitta light will come, the violet light. Then like she said, can expand all the things. Then of course, when she meditate, she used her thought and so on. It's okay because initially it's like that. She remember discussing with Lily on the violet light. And she also like want to check with Lily. Are you seeing the same thing? Are you also happy and all those things? Then after that, she feel very peaceful, very calm, very happy. Then he started to chant Namo Apo. Guan Zi Zai Pu Sa, the heart to ta. Guan Zi Zai Pu Sa. See, all those things. Then suddenly, she ran into calmness and also. So when you have faith in Guan Yin say what? There will be a response. So it is something for her to have faith and understand. So what happened? He said, he saw me. He saw me. Najib also can appear. Why I cannot appear? He saw me. Then my wife was beside me. Yeah. Then he said, not this one. Different. There are quite a number of Kayamita also. They saw me. One of them was in Wu Ping Jing Se. We were chanting. So I was the 88 Buddha, I think. 88 Buddha, I think. Chanting. Then I was walking together with the monk. There was this Kayamita behind me. I think 3 or 4 behind. This Kayamita, she last time energy field one, got this ability to like see things. And you know what happened? As the chanting going on, she looked at me. All of a sudden, I become different. Oh, then he saw something and he got a shock of a life. Then after that, he came and see me. Say, Prati, you know who you are, not? I say, why? He said, I saw you. You are so different. Something like that. So that is possible. But that seeing and your seeing is different. 我知道不是, 那个是观世音菩萨, because you got faith and you sing sing. So there will be a response. 他要给你信心, confident faith. That's why I appear. And you know that place is not a land, not sea, not any place where got tree and all those things. Means not the world. Understand? It's actually a heavenly realm. Then he saw all the good Kayamita around as well. But master in detail. Oh. So this is the gift of faith, that those who follow the Dhamma with faith sincerely, you can appear in those realms. Is not a problem. Then after that, the bell, ding, story end. So it's very good. Sadhu to her. Let's rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, which purposely chose this for the Heart Sutta, you better have faith in Kuan Yin. She is very, very compassionate, full of love and compassion and full of wisdom. So have affinity with Kuan Yin. You will develop a lot of wholesomeness and you will be well protected. Then seek her guidance, protection and blessing, and thank her continuously, profusely. Have gratitude towards her, have faith. That's why Om Pemi Memi Hom Kam. Understand? That's why it can be very powerful. And a lot of people, when you start to connect, you will start to understand that this is not fairy tale anymore. It really can happen. So faith can bring about spiritual transformation and happening. And when it happens in the spiritual field, the normal human mind cannot understand. To them it's like fairy tale, cannot be, got such thing on me. So the thought cannot understand. But it's not to say that you look forward to this one, because the Dhamma is not to look forward to this. But these are the things that will manifest when you have faith. It's part of the nature's happening. Then when it happens, it's for a purpose. It's to help you understand. Like yesterday when Joyce, the message came, he know he has to do something, but he shy. Because when the two ladies from Klang was asking for forgiveness, I was sudden, just burst out like that. You are also very surprised. A lot of you were caught unaware. But the vibration was so beautiful. It touched the heart of so many. Then the energy was so strong. Then I saw her do the mudra that time. The energy was, then I also radiated. Then a lot of those being up there, because that weather, you remember that morning, a lot of you felt it very cold. Suddenly very cold. Then you all go and take your warm clothing and all those things. Why? because they need this type of weather, this type of temperature. Those who cultivate under Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and when they come, like when we went to Putosan, Sumeru, and even Hermesan, Putien also like that one, misty and all those things. So all these were manifest. Then it manifests because you all are very sincere, you all have affinity, and we chant the Tapicho the night before, remember? The Tapicho together with Sing Ching. So all these are causes and conditions behind. Then they also rejoice. So now, because I think also partly my pure wish, I say, if there is causes and conditions, Kuan Yin's nature to help Kayanamita who are sincere and all that, then the thing just fall into place, zup, it happened. Then that blessing came, very powerful, very, very powerful. And it came with Om Pemi Memi Hum, so that no mistake on another side. So that you know what are the nature behind that being. So these are something that if it's the first time, somebody lock out. Talk to him, go to the kitchen. Tell him go to the kitchen. We go down and open. That's why you are not back after 7, you will be locked out. You have to be careful. Don't go and walk until you forgot that time. Yeah. I think maybe next time, next retreat, we ask Sifu Teng Siong see whether I can borrow the key or not. Last time they hang here. Yeah, you go and help to check. Mifong, thank you. Sadhu. Okay. Oh, thank you, Su. Last time, the one that helped Eng Bi come in on was Jui. You know what happened when Eng Bi called anyway? I told Jui, I said, Jui, you go. Then Jui went, just like Mifong, like that, then ask her to go kitchen. Then she went now and opened the door. That's Achui, you don't play with Achui. She is very kind, very helpful. When she wants to help, she is very, very helpful. She is a very good Kayamita. But sometimes with her around also more fun. When you share the Dhamma, you can give analogy. Anyway, coming back to just now, I think I'll finish already, explain already. Om Bimi Mi Hum, everything. I repeat it because for the benefit of Song and Sally, they just came today. Okay, any more reporting or question? Anybody? Pass to Kelly. Kelly will be a good sharing. She also got her parami from the past.
Bharatiyo, firstly I would like to say Mahasadhu to Bharatiyo for conducting this retreat and giving us all the condition and opportunity to meditate. And also I'd like to say Mahasadhu to all the Kalamita for having the condition to be able to attend this retreat for 9 days. So I'd like to say Sadhu to them.
Sadhu.
And also I'd like to say Sadhu to Brother Richard and Sister Irene for giving me the opportunity to attend this retreat. Sadhu to him.
Sadhu,
otherwise, I won't be able to attend this retreat.
I
would like to share. The moment I enter the compound, my heart beat very, very fast.
Yeah.
And the joy is, I can't explain.
Yes.
So I came in, I put my things, and I came to the shrine here. Then I sit, and then I relax for a while. In a short while, the heartbeat very fast.
Yeah, so the.
And then the, it's like, oh, you're here to learn and train the mind.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that focus is very important.
Yeah, and then he says, then the tears keep rolling
keep
down.
Keep rolling by, sadhu.
The tears keep rolling down continuously,
yeah.
And I try to aware, relax, and silence the mind. But the heartbeat keep on coming again.
Yeah.
Very fast, pop, 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 very fast. Then the tears keep on coming down again.
Yeah.
Very, can't control. Then I go open my eyes and I go to wipe my tears.
And very good.
I try to relax again, and then silence my mind. And then I was there. After a while, I feel there's pain on my leg. Tremendous pain.
Yeah.
Tremendous pain. Then I was telling myself, the Buddha says, let the body be pain, but not the mind.
Yeah.
So I let the leg be pain. I aware. And then the mind is aware of the pain. And then suddenly, like the mind is separate, and the pain is separate.
Detached,
It's detached. It's a separate, two separate entities.
Correct. Then learn how to next time relax into it. Relax into it. Relax into it.
Then after a while, the pain subsides. It
subsides,
goes off.
Very good.
Off, so it's like, it's like, you feel very nice.
very soothing, very good.
Very soothing.
Then you start to understand the characteristic of sensation. Next time, you know it's pain, but you can just be with it because it's a sensation. You don't labor. Then because you have this contemplative wisdom that you have earlier on, body is just a body, mind is mind. Like my teacher say, Ajahnra, body is never the mind. So like the Buddha said, which I quote often, when body is sick, don't allow the mind also to be sick. Well, mind is a separate entity. So she was having the faith. The faith actually helped calm her down, and she was able to watch it, means silent and be with it. When you silent and be with it, do not try to like do anything, means at peace with it. Then this thing will actually slowly subside. Then if you can do that, you become more and more mindful, more and more heedful. Then when it subsides, you will feel like what Kelly went through. You not only become bearable, but you feel good and soothing. Very good. Continue.
And I remember Bharatiya used to say, trust the nature.
Correct.
So I just let it trust the nature, let it be as it is. So when at night I want to sleep, I cannot sleep at all.
Yeah, too much energy.
The heart keeps on pumping and pumping. I do the lying method.
Lying down, very good.
And it pump and pump, and then when I'm aware, it suddenly subsides.
Oh, very good. Sadhu.
Then it goes dose off to sleep.
Oh, very, very good.
After that,
sadhu.
It come out again.
Yeah. Because they want to actually help you. It's supposed to be an object of meditation for you. You just have to silent and relax and be with it. Then it will become very, very different. Then you will see everything that is happening, and everyone is different.
But you know, coming, you know, I can't really sleep, you know, the whole night I can't.
Definitely,
really sleep.
Because the energy is so strong.
Then
the
I
energy
myself,
is very strong.
Then I told myself, let it be. Just continue the awareness and let it be a bit aware
of it. Because, like I told you earlier on when you came to Thursday class, from the way you asked that question, I already knew. When nobody can appreciate that type of Dhamma, then you say, like inside cry, like this is what you have been looking for very long. At that time when you can say that, then from the way you say you are so sincere, the nature knew you have your path. It's the timing and the condition only. Then you have the faith after that. That is more important. That's why you can receive, and when you come, because your past affinity, this thing can happen. And if the heartbeat pounding come again, this time remember, silence everything, go do the lying down meditation like Gumoy. Gumoy never do lying down one. First time he went do, then the thing went in. Then it become clearer and clearer. Then after that, because your mind just be with it, Don't go and try to slow it down or what. Don't do anything. Just be with it, at peace with it. And then you see the heartbeat, the vibration and the awareness as one. And when it becomes as one, it will slow down back to its original rhythm. Then a lot of things will happen. Then after that, you will become like very, very silent, very still. Like completely, for the first time in your life, you never experienced no thought at all. But when you become curious under that state, then you see how thought come back to you. But you are not curious, you just stay. That stillness is beautiful. It will stabilize your heart and you will open up that place. And very fast you can become mindful throughout the day, most of the time. So there's an anchor in there, silent. They are trying to help you to accelerate your cultivation. Then daily mindfulness, go back to that point, go back to that heart area, aware from there, listen from there, do everything from there. Okay?
And Brother, whenever you give Dharma talk, at the end of Dharma talk, the heart keeps saying, sadhu, sadhu.
That is your usual good tendency. I used to have that during the early day. When I hear truth, when my teacher, they all come, I keep on rejoicing inside the heart there, non-stop. And it just open up your heart. That's why you can feel the pounding, all those things so far. Well, this thing is the one that actually open up. That's why mudita is very powerful. Rejoicing is a meritorious action. That's why you must learn to rejoice. Then it cut away the envy, the jealousy, the unhappy state. Because you rejoice in goodness, in wholesomeness, and in listening to the Dhamma. Because this Dhamma is so beautiful, and it has been lost for so long, and this is something you have been looking for so long. Your nature knows. That's why the moment you found, you become very, very happy. It's just like Padmasuri. She later shared with me, but you know, I have been in this Dhamma for 29 years. I was looking for something that I was looking. She cannot find it. Then when he met me at that retreat, he immediately knew. He said, this is what she has been looking for. That's why after that, her faith very strong. Then she came back. She even wanted to share with her husband at the other house, or Brother Teo. Brother Teo also got good karma. After that, slowly, he also came to the Thursday class. Then he is quite intellectual and quite smart one. So if hanky panky, he won't believe. Then he found out that it is so beautiful. That's why he has been helping us in the printing of Dhamma book, doing up all the typesetting or whatever. He is very good in this computer thing. So that was how actually it benefited the other half, Brother Teo. Then Brother Teo now, the faith is very strong. And this time, I think, this is the first longest retreat, I think. You have been to longer, 4 days, yeah. This is a long, 12 days, 9 days, okay. First one, he see many mistakes, cannot. Then this one, very different. Then he can understand very fast. And when he understands, he really know how to put it to work on function. And this type of people learn very fast. The only thing he needs is the faith has to be really, really stable. Then once that faith is very stable, but he can understand very fast. So this type of cultivator, they really move on when they are serious. Just like Michael Lu, anything he do, he want to do it the best. Or is his sport also the best? Business or whatever, also he will do the best. So when you have this very, very good mind, then if it's something that you see the importance, you will go all out and do. And this is something that I used to say, money cannot buy. And this is an understanding that is so important to you, because it not only concerns your life, this life, understand not? It concerns all of your subsequent life. You have to come or you choose to come. So if you don't have this understanding when you come, you can become miserable. So it can make such a great difference to your life, you know, not only this life, you know, even subsequent life when you have to come. So if you determine and cultivate, you will inherit. Then you make that aspiration or determination. That life after life in this nature has to come or need to come. You want to connect fastest ever possible, soon as possible. You determine to have this style of understanding life after life, so that you need not suffer. So that you can strive on with heedfulness. And you invoke the power of Triple Gem, is it? By the power of my refuge, by the power of my sincerity, my wholesomeness, my merits, my whatever that I have done, in the name of cultivating the Dhamma, perfecting myself. May it arise the causes and conditions for this nature of yours in future when it choose to come or have to come or decide to come. It will have this understanding. When you determine, aspire like that, it will come to be. That's why I know every life I come, I have this or not, if I choose to come or I decide to come. But I also make, well, I very good aspiration. The timing, everything, I leave it to nature. My nature, no. So it will come at the right time. It will come at the right civilization. Then it will come at the appropriate condition. Then those that have affinity, very funny, you know, when this nature come, they also come, but after me. So a lot of this you may not understand now, but you don't worry. Even this life, to have affinity with you all, is very, very beautiful and very rare. And because of that, this can be conditioned for future, etc. And very likely, in the past, we have met before, but maybe under different circumstances, may not be like this type of retreat like that, but in different way, then they were conditioned. This nature has given the pure wish or aspiration. Understand? Then sometimes you also, like this life you come to know, then you make that determination and request that if in future there are conditions, you determine to actually not only meet, recognize, then learn. So all this you can aspire, but you don't limit to any one religion or one person. You go for wisdom. Understand? The Triple Gem actually cover all truth. Understand? All Dhamma, all truth. And the Buddhas are beautiful beings. Then the Sangha, the enlightened disciple of the Buddha. That's why the Triple Gem are very powerful. But if you got affinity, encounter certain beings, certain great beings, that you know you have a lot of gratitude, you have a lot of understanding because you learn from them, like my teacher, or I'm very grateful to them. So I always have this, what they call aspiration, I say. If there is condition, in future, we will mutually support each other. And so, this life, they may be my guide and teacher. In future, they may take birth later than me. Then my nature, when it comes, it can be their teacher and guide. Understand? So it's the same. So all these are understanding of how nature's law work and function. Okay, Kelly, continue. Rejoice.
Even I'm so busy with the GSP, I told myself when I was in the office, one thought say, don't go, you're so busy, you got a lot of work to do. The other thought say, go, don't care, go. So I told myself, no, I want to go because I want to learn.
It's actually your nature say go, but the thought come in, hey, you're so busy, you know, you better don't go. So the thought always interfere. That's why you listen to your heart. Always remember, listen to your heart. Whatever your heart feel good, go ahead. Understand? But not the craving, no? Not the emotion, no? Understand? Like you go and buy a house. Like I took Stephanie to go and look for a house. I go in, I can feel it's a good house. But normal people see they're not buying. Very run down, I tell you. And very, very shabby. You ask Gu Moishi, you know. When she saw that house, she told me, you know, after renovated, wow, 我不知道这样的屋子会变到这样的。Oh, the house that we take out, condition can become like that. How come I can know that? Because I'm a civil engineer. I know what to do. When I bought my first house, also, very run down. Nobody dare to buy. Because the air well there, the rainwater leaked through. Then the parquet, the rainwater came through the window, the lures on top. Then all the parquet also affected. Then the fungus, like mold, all those things on the wall. That's why a lot of people see. They don't want. The owner cannot sell. So I was so lucky. You know. Actually, my mother made the appointment as I meant to be. My mother, illiterate, he made appointment with the agent without me knowing it. Only at dinner, he said, after dinner, you're free. I said, why? He said, I make appointment to see house. Huh? My mother, he said, I know you want to buy houses. I said, what time? He said, 7:30. Okay, my mother make a recall. Actually, I don't intend to buy that time. But I know it's the recession, 1987. But then I went there. Oh, I saw the house, SS21, the one I stay at present. 24 feet, 80 feet. Oh. The gate also done already. At the back extent already, but very shabby, the house. Because they rented it to, I think, students. So nobody take care. Then the asking price was 160, I remember. It used to be 200,000, then drop. Then the time, recession, 160. Then I have a look, I told the agent, I said, 160 I won't buy because prices are still dropping, I said, still recession. Then you know what she said, the agent. He said, Mr. Teo, you don't worry. You give a price. The owner really want to sell. Wow, I said, like that also can. Okay, I said, you tell the owner. 140, if he want to sell, deal, take. Then the agent went and talked to the owner. Actually, the owner desperate to sell a deliver. Then he just want to ask for 5,000 more, just in case. If I don't want, he will still take the 140, I think. But the agent came back and tell me, he said, Mr. Teo, I think deal. I told the agent, you mean she agreed? No, she only asked for 5,000 more, 145. Wow, la de la. I said, okay, la deal. That's how I bought the house. There are a lot of conditions behind. So these are the things that can actually happen. So you can feel, and we come back to the main point. You can feel, I went into the house, I feel very good. But you go into the house, you don't feel good, you better don't buy. It means that being inside there doesn't like you. Then also, it may be a dwelling that has problem. Oh, they all start already, really. Okay, let our Kelly finish. After this, you can meditate. Not so bad.
I sincerely... I told myself, I sincerely want to learn meditations from Bharatiya. So I told myself, I must come so that I can learn from you. So I like to say, Maha Sadhu, Sadhu to Bharatiya, for your kind compassion to guide me.
Also, you should thank your good karma, your good past. I rejoice too.
Sadhu.
There must be causes and conditions behind. Otherwise, you cannot be here. Understand? That's why I say you can be here. You should actually make use of it. You should count your blessing. Okay, very good. Anything else? Kelly, anything else? Anything else?
No more, brother.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you. Sadhu.
Thank you. Sadhu. Rejoice with her good sharing. Now you can meditate. Very good. This time you say very good. Okay, I'll off the light for you. You meditate. Then maybe you do for 1 hour. So, 1 hour. Cannot. 1 hour, come back. 8:30, 50 minutes. Okay.